We have to have this active ingredient in us. Yes. It's something that God then put down in us that we're not activating. Okay. About 3 weeks ago, Pastor was preaching, and the Lord dropped it in my spirit, and here come Brother David. He come with the very scriptures, and I said, oh, Lord. I was telling his assistant pastor, I was showing, I waved it over at Jack. I said, man, good Lord. And God said, activate the ingredient that is in you. It's something down inside of all of us, especially if you've been sitting under the word. It's something, it's a word lying down inside of you, especially after you done heard the word of God. I'm thank God for my wife, and she makes me smile too. She's really stepping out on faith. She got more faith than she thinks she got. I said that before. I'm going to give her testimony, and it's a beautiful testimony. We got our little flower garden out front, and every winter we take some in and put them in the garage. Now, one we put out there, some of them she replanted. This one she put out there, and I had no idea that she did what she did. And she said, I got something to show you when you come on. I said, oh, okay. So I get home, go in the house. She said, come on. I'm like, where are we going? So she said, look, what do you see? It was three little buds coming up out of the ground. And I was like, okay. She said, that thing been in the ground for so long. She said, and I did it in front of the girls. She was talking about Kelsey and Emma. I said, well, go on with your bad self. She said, I spoke to that thing. And I told that thing whatever she told that thing, but she put some words on that thing, and now that thing is about this tall. It's got got leaves coming on it. So we have to activate this ingredient in us. The other night she said, well, Al, we're going to go over and pray for Mom. I said, okay. So I fell asleep. Sister Flipbone, she woke me up and said, we're going to pray. I'm thinking, man, she's serious? So we get over there. We grab hands. First, we talked a little bit, but when we grabbed hands, she looked at me, and I looked at her, I'm saying, pray. In other words, and she prayed the prayer of faith. But what I'm saying, saints of God, is something lying down inside of us that we're not activating. If you've been sitting under the word of God long enough, it's something in you, but it's something that you got to do to activate the word of God that's in you. You got to do it. Activate means to make something active or operate. Make it work. Utilize the word to convert a substance into a reactive form. Now we know faith is the substance. It's the substance of this thing that we hope for. She hoped her plant would grow. I went outside the other day. I didn't tell her. But Andrea was sitting out there. I got a rake. And this is other plant that I like. And I spoke into the place where I thought it was supposed to be. And I said, Lord, is this thing down here? So I got the rake and I started digging a hole trying to find if there was a bud or seed down in there. But I didn't find one. I said, well, Lord, if it's down there, I'm believing the same thing that she believed. I like that banana tree. It was a banana tree. I said, I'm using this too. I'm going to do what you told me to do. So we got to initiate this faith that's inside of us. You know, so many different people in the Bible that we can go to, that we can call on for a witness. And they were, you know, you can see the faith that they had. And it brought these things to life. And what I'm seeing is Dee Dee activating her faith. You know, this child activating her faith. People are activating the faith. When you activate your faith, it will make you leave your walker up here. When you activate your faith, it'll make you put your cane down. When you activate your faith, it'll make you put up your crutch. Even though you can't walk all that good. But God is looking at what you're doing, not what you're saying. Because we can say a whole lot of things, but we don't do nothing. Ain't nothing going to happen. If you don't speak over that flower, you ain't going to get no plant. If you don't put your walk up, you always depending on your crutch. You ain't going to be able to walk by yourself. You just going to keep on saying, well, I know he going to do it. Okay, if he going to do it, leave that thing by itself. Leave that third leg over there where God gave us two legs, and let us believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. We got to activate this thing that's in us. And it's the word of God. It's the word of God. My wife waving the tithe and offering thing here. Well, let us take up the tithes and the offering. Come on, prepare your tithes and the offering. We'll get back to the word. I was just a little stirred about, you know, all this good preaching and good teaching that we've been getting. And I say, Lord, you send us revival. Just when the revival leave, don't let it leave out of me. Don't let it leave out of us. Keep us stirred up and revived. I want to thank the Lord also for giving me an opportunity to stand up for him. You know, sometimes when you put on a spot, I mean, just you put on a spot like that. I met two people. We was talking about the Lord, and I don't know how the conversation went, but I almost didn't say what I was supposed to say. But I said, Lord, I'm getting tired of this stuff about offending folk. I said, I got to say the truth. You know, I got to, you know, you got to, you know, he ain't holding my tongue. The devil got to let my tongue go. And this elderly lady, she was talking about a God, and she said, she, you know, we was talking about faith, you know, it don't make no difference who you pray to and all this, that. And I was agreeing with a lot of the stuff she said, but when she said that, I stood up, said, now, Lord, that ain't the truth. I said, I got to tell this woman the truth. He said, yeah, because, you know, when you tell folk you don't pray to Jesus, you don't pray to Allah, you don't pray, you know, you offend people. I said, well, Lord, I'm finna offend somebody today. I said, well, ma'am, I said, I have to disagree with you right there. Because there ain't but one name that I know that I can pray to and things happen. I said, now, I met this woman. She was a Muslim. And she got to talking about Allah and all of this stuff and got to talking about it. I just kept my mouth shut and I kept on working. And then she said, yeah, you know, periodically they go to his grave. And I stopped because I was going to get in my truck. And Lord said, ask her, is he down in there? I said, is he in the grave still? She said, yeah, you can go and view him and this, that, and the other. I said, well, you know what, that's the difference between my God and your God. Said, mine was in the grave, but he's out the grave. I said, it don't make sense for me to be praying to somebody that's dead and can't hear nothing. I said, my God is sitting on the right hand of the throne of his Father, and he hears every word that we say. I said, well, you have a good day, ma'am, you know. And she stood there kind of puzzled. I said, Lord, it's just time for us to tell these folk the truth. You know, that's it. You know, I wouldn't. You know, I said, well, I was this meek and humble person, but I let her know that my God lives. You know, the Bible says that he cheated death. He overcame death. You know, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? There is no victory no more. You can go ahead and bless the offering, Brother Ryan. Amen. Amen. So it seems like what the Lord told me is already happening. People are already activating the word of God by this faith. You know, you got to have, if you ain't got no faith, you ain't got no word. I mean, I believe that's what it says in Romans. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. So if you ain't got no faith, if you don't see things happening for you, then either you ain't got no faith or you ain't got no word. You ain't got one of the two. And some of them ain't got either one of them. You know, because you ain't here long enough. You ain't sitting on the word long enough. You ain't reading the word long enough. You're not doing nothing to get nothing inside of you. You know, activate also means initiate. Go about, you know, substance is stuff. You know, we have so much stuff. People have so much other stuff inside of them to where they can't. We got the right stuff inside of us. We got faith inside. We got the word inside of us. But people don't have nothing inside them, so they don't have nothing to combat with. You know, they don't have nothing to go back on. They don't have nothing to look back to. You know, they don't have nothing to revert back to. I'm going to be reading in the book of Mark, chapter 5. I'm going to start at the verse 20. And this is about the woman with the issue of blood. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the leader, pastor of this church, God, who allowed me to stand in her stead, Lord, before your people. Father, I pray, God, that you will bless, Lord, today. Bless your word, God. Bless me, Father God, that I may, God, impart a word, God, to somebody. If it's just one word, Father God, let it be deposited. Lord, I pray, God, that you will search the hearts out, God. Go about, Father God, and see that heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this word may be deposited, Lord. I pray, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 20, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. They're talking about this man who God healed, that was bound. He was possessed, that was howling and carrying on in the mountains. He was doing all kind of crazy things. So after Jesus had delivered him, he went out and started telling people. He went out and published how great things Jesus had done for him, just like we do. When God do something for us, we go out and tell the world. We go and people in our jobs. We go home and tell our kids. But everybody don't receive what you tell them. You know, it's just, oh, okay. You know, it's just, oh, well, maybe, you know, the Tylenol that you took. Maybe it was that medicine that the doctor gave you. You maybe that kicked in. But when you tell them, I ain't took no medicine. When I tell people, look, I got a surgery on my knee, this torn meniscus. I said, I had the best surgeon in the world. He didn't even leave a scar. Oh, he did? Let me see. I raised it up. I said, ain't no scar there. He said, who? I said, Jesus did this. You know, be all into it until you say, Jesus did it. Then it's like, oh, man, I knew you was going to go there. Where else am I going to go? Where else am I going to go? Where else am I going to tell you? I'm telling you the truth. I had a torn meniscus. They wanted to do surgery. I was supposed to be out 8 weeks. I didn't miss a beat. God did this. This is what God trying to do. This is what God want to do in us. God want to activate what's inside of you. If God says something is inside of you, you better believe that something is inside of you. And he said, and when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Now see, here's a man, his daughter was sick unto death. She ain't dead yet, but this man knew how to worship God. He knew how to bow down. He knew how to bend himself and say, Lord, I know who you is because I heard what you did. I heard about all these other miracles, how you opened up the blind eyes. You caused the lame folk to walk. You caused the deaf to hear, Lord. Now, surely, Lord, I got a daughter she's almost dead. I believe you can do this thing because I heard about all these wondrous works that you did. So Jesus said, I'm going to go with you. And as Jesus was going, there was a certain woman with an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came into the press behind me and touched his garment. Now here's a woman that was sick. And while Jesus is on his way to heal this sick child unto death, here's another woman. All these folk are pressing around Jesus with all their issues. And here's this woman. She can barely get in there. But she heard also that what Jesus could do. Jesus might have been way up there somewhere. She way back here, but she might have squared in there and elbowed her way in there. I like to know, when we need something that bad, what extent will we go to? Will we just say that, lay me down to sleep prayer and wake up and say, well, Lord, you ain't done it yet? Or would you get dogmatic and press your way? Would you get dogmatic like this sister was here this morning? Though this thing ain't came to pass, she run around this place. You know what? That thing, I believe in the spirit, is already come to pass. I believe God already worked that thing out this morning. I truly believe, I mean, I was back there trying to study, but I just had to grimace. I had to smile because, you know what, this is what God looking for. He looking for a crazy faith. He looking for some people that will get up and say, Lord, I don't care what they say. I don't care what the situation is. I'm going to press my way out today, God. I'm going to press my way through this crowd. Though it ain't no crowd, but I'm going to press my way and outside of my mind, because your mind tells you that you should stay home. You don't need to go. Oh, I watched Bishop T.D. Jakes this morning. I saw Joel this morning. I heard what he said. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You can't have enough word in you. You cannot have enough word in you. You got to have the word in me. So what extent will we go to get what we want? We pray the prayer one time and give up? Or you going to keep on praying like we was talking this morning? I want to keep praying until I see what I'm praying for happen. I want to see it. Otherwise, if I don't see it, then I'm going to have a little bit of doubt. Lord, you didn't do this thing. And then I don't know where the people at. I see them every day that I'm praying for. But where is this faith? Where is this substance that I'm looking for? Where is it? I'm going to keep praying until I see something happen. You got to keep on believing God until you see something happen. So this woman, she heard of Jesus. Then she came into the press behind him and said, if I can just touch his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thrown in thee, saying, thou who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, she didn't stay there. The Bible don't say she stayed there and say, well, Lord, you sure? Well, maybe you really am. I'm really healed. The word said, go in peace. I believe the woman went in peace. The word told these blind men, look, they was crying, son of David, have mercy, have mercy. Jesus walked past these men, and they was crying out, Lord, have mercy, have mercy. So Jesus come back and say, what is it that y'all want me to do? These blind men, he going to ask them, what you want me to do? Well, perhaps they're going to ask me for some riches. Perhaps they're going to ask me for a house. You know, I need a house, you know. But they said, no, that our eyes may see. He told them, go. They went and they saw. See, this is the kind of faith that God is looking for. God is looking for those people that's going to say, well, Lord, you said it. God told me something about my brother, Ronald. He said, your brother is going to come in this church either with my arm around his neck or his around mine, and God is going to deliver him. He's going to be delivered. And so I go back to that. This was some years ago. My brother Ronald's lying in the hospital right now. Had surgery and everything. But you know what, Lord? I said, you said. The word said. The word said he's going to come in here. How is he going to come in here dead? He said he's going to come in here with his arm around my neck, not carried in here in the casket. The word said. See, we got to understand what the word said. The centurion asked Jesus, hey, look, my servant is need to be healed. He said, I'll come. I said, you ain't got to come to my house, Jesus. You ain't got to come. All you got to do is speak a word. He said, I ain't seen so great a faith, nothing like that. He said, go. The servant went. Now, how many of us would go? We're going to keep coming back. Well, Lord, did you really do this? I don't feel nothing in my neck. But did you, you know, is it really, or is it going to come back? Man, you got to claim your healing. You got to claim the word. You got to speak this word and believe this word because, you know, an activated ingredient. You know, the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things that are not seen. So if we have an act of faith, you know, Jesus said, look, there was a woman who likened the kingdom of God. There was a woman who likened the kingdom of God unto leaven. Now, leaven is mainly what people hear when they hear about leaven, they think about sin. You know, little leaven, leaven's a whole lump. You know, think about sin. But Jesus said, this woman likened the kingdom of God, the word of God, as leaven. Let me say leaven was faith. And he said, when she added this leaven to her dough, that this dough began to rise up. It began to get full. That's what sin would do. If you add sin to something, it's going to take over. But if you add faith to something, it's going to take over. But when you add faith to this word, it's going to run through all of that stuff. It's going to have a volcanic explosion. It's going to come up outside of you, and you're going to start believing what God tells you that is true. You're going to run to your neighbor. You're going to be ready to pray. You're going to be ready to fast. You know, this is what this leaven would do. It will cause the word to get inside of you. It will cause this word that's inside of you to grow and just explode. So this substance that we're talking about, it's a particular kind of matter. Matter is a physical substance in general as a distinct form from mind and spirit, which occupies the space. Now, matter is something that occupies. Now, with all this other stuff that people have in them, you can get in the street, young folk getting all kind of stuff put in them. They getting all kind of word put in them. They say, well, God understands. God knows I'm human. Yes, he does. You're human. What doesn't God know? God know he made a human. He know he made the animals. He knows he made everything. You know, God, you know, people want to remind themselves how weak they are. They want to remind themselves that I'm human. Then I can do this. I can have a fall. You know, I can have a slip up. Yeah, you can. But why are you reminding yourself? So you can keep on cussing people out? God knows I'm human. Why are you reminding yourself? So you can keep on lying? Why are you reminding yourself? So you can keep on stealing? Keep on doing the things that you want to do? Throw away your crutch. God knows he made a human. Get rid of that thing. Get rid of it. Why don't you remind yourself that, look, God says, let the weak say I'm strong. Why don't you remind yourself and say, God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. How about reminding yourself that you can do those things? How about reminding yourself that if you want a job, you got to get out there and go applying for a job? How about if you want the Holy Ghost, that the Bible says that you got to tarry and wait for the Holy Ghost? You got to ask him. He said, ask. It shall be given. Seek. You're going to find it? Knock, and the door will be open. But we don't stay there long enough. I believe the minute that we get up and walk away, the door open. Then we got to start this process over again. So we got to stay there and know that God want us believe in what he say do. Had not these men listened to Jesus and poured the water in the pot, he say, fill up the pots. They had not filled up the pots, there wouldn't be no wine. So what I'm saying, saints of God, let's activate the word that's inside of us. Don't say ain't nothing inside of you. You just got to dig down deep and know that there is a word inside of you. You got to dig down deep and know that there is faith inside of you. You got to know this. But the Bible tells us that, look, Paul was telling the Hebrews, he said, look, the gospel was preached unto us. The gospel was preached unto you as well unto them. But the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. So you can have dead faith, or you can have some volcanic faith. James said faith without works is dead. So you can have some dead faith. You can sit there all day long and say, I believe. I said before, believing just ain't enough. You got to get up and do something, man. You got to get up and pray, man. You got to get up and seek God, man. You got to get up and do something, God. Faith without works is dead. You know, the word didn't profit them because they didn't have no faith. We got to have some faith for this word to come alive. The word ain't dead. It's you that's dead. It's me that's dead. The word is alive and well. John said, look, there was one standing among you that you know not. And that was the word. The word came down in flesh. He was fleshly standing before them. The word told them to do some things, but some did and some did not do things. The word is here right now. He said, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. How many going to read this book? How many going to believe this book? How many going to believe it? So faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. But Isaiah said, all have not believed the report. Who shall believe the report of God? You know, who going to believe what this volume of this book says? I know sometimes it get a little hard, it get a little rocky for you to understand it. But the things that you don't understand, all you got to do is, Jesus said, just believe. Just only believe what I'm telling you. Just go on about your business and believe what I'm telling you, that it's going to come to pass. Believe, Dee Dee, that you're going to walk without this walker one day. Believe that your problem's going to be over one day. Believe that I know that you know that you know that it is something inside of you. That you're going to do what you're supposed to do. See, some of us don't have nobody depositing a word in us. But our kids, they got word after word after word after word after word that's lying dormant in them. All you got to do is speak to that seed. All you got to do is say, look, let it be. All you got to do is say, grow. All you got to do is say, open. Whatever you want it to do, all you got to do is speak it. The Bible tells us that, look, the word is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth, in your heart. The Bible says that whatever comes from the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. How often do we speak life? How often do we speak against these things that the devil say that won't happen? How often do we speak life to our situation that's dead? We got to speak life. Because life is inside of us. I don't know about you, but I know I got a man named Jesus living inside of me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got somebody inside of me that changed me. Hallelujah. I got somebody that changed my way of thinking, changed my way, my heart. I saw this man that came into, I went in the gas station the other day, and this man that I despise, I really despise. I could have put my hands on this man. I did. But I said, Lord, when I left that place, I said, Lord, I hold no grudges against nobody. This has been years ago. I said, I hold no grudges against nobody. And I walked in that place, there he sat. And the Spirit said, you hold a grudge. I walked up to him, and he kind of got startled. I said, how you doing, Major? And we began to talk, and after we talked, some of y'all might understand where I'm coming from, Donald. My son, Brian, he said, right on, man. As if though I was going to do something to him. I said, man, I ain't got nothing against you, man. How the basketball players say, what happens on the court stays on the court. What happened back there, it stays back there. Man, I'm a new creature now, man. I ain't got time for all of that stuff, man. I'm a new creature. Old things done passed away, man. All this new stuff that's been preached to me, all this new stuff was becoming new to me. I ain't got time for all that. And I started ministering to him about the word. And it kind of startled him. So what I'm saying, saints of God, what's inside of you, believe that it is something inside of you. You heard a word somewhere. You got to go back and dig that word up like I was trying to dig up that plant. And I know we put a seed down in there. I know we put a bulb down. A bulb is a seed, ain't it, Dad? It's like a seed. Well, whatever it was, we put it down and it grew once. I know it's something. I know I done put something in you. I know it's something lying down inside you, but it's up to you to grab hold of this faith. It's up to you to grab hold of this act of faith, this ingredient that's going to cause the word to come to life. That's the only thing that's going to cause it to come to life. It's faith. Because James said faith without works is dead. We got to have it, saints of God. And like I said, I really believe that it's already been started. I come out of there and I see the walk up here. I hear Jackie, you know, testifying and just stepping out there giving God a praise in advance, even though the thing ain't even happened yet. That's faith. That's faith. Some people are afraid of failure. Well, if it don't happen, then what I'm going to tell the people then? I can't stand up and tell, well, it don't happen. Well, I got to regroup and go back. Lord, okay, what's the other plan? You know, what else do I do? Well, he got a plan for you. He got the plan. Somebody told me that, look, I talk to God, but I don't know if he's talking to me. I don't know if he's hearing me or not. You got to make sure. You got to make your election sure. If you're not understanding if God is speaking to you, the Bible said, my sheep know my voice. I said, well, when I talk to him and he answers me back, I know it's him or somebody else. I know the difference. A sheep knows his master's voice. So you got to know who this man is. You got to know who Jesus is. So when he talk back, you be assured that what he's telling you is Jesus. You know, it's not nobody deceiving you. It's not your mind. It's not your conscience. It's the Lord telling me this. So you got to know who Jesus is. If you don't know who Jesus is, we sure can point you in a direction today. If you want to know who Jesus is, we can tell you who Jesus is. Jesus is this man. Jesus is this man that was in the beginning. The same is today. Jesus ain't past. Jesus is present. Jesus right here, right now. Jesus hear everything that we're saying, and everything that we're saying has been written down in the book. So Jesus is the one who spoke light in the sky. Jesus is the one who put the lesser light at night, the moon. He put the stars up there. Jesus made us humans. Jesus made the animals. Jesus gave us dominion over everything. Jesus give us power. Jesus give us might. This is Jesus. Everything that happens is Jesus. And can't nothing happen that happens without Jesus. So, saints of God, let us activate this ingredient that the Lord had put in us, the Word of God. That's all it is. Let us activate that ingredient. Yes, Lord. Had not David activated his faith in fighting this giant, you know, he remembered what God had delivered him from, how God, the Lord, allowed him to kill a bear, kill a lion, and he ran out to this giant. His brothers thought that he was just there to do something. See, God got something at stake. It's just not me and you. David knew that there was a cause. He said, this giant is talking so big. He's talking so bad. He ain't downing y'all. He coming against God. Not y'all. He coming against God. He said, is there not a cause that any of us want? Nobody's saying nothing to this giant. None of them. Not the big brothers, the king. Nobody's saying nothing. But David came up there and said, look, is there a cause? Is there a cause that we should be out here, y'all? We out here for a reason. There is a cause for us to be out here. There is a cause for us. And he said, look, there's something at stake here. Jesus said, what's at stake is his name. Joy is at stake. Our health is at stake. Our family is at stake. You know, finance, everything is at stake. If we don't run to this battle, and fight this devil, this giant. Press through these hard issues. We ain't got to press through a bunch of people. Ain't too many people here. We can walk right on here, but we got to press into prayer. We got to pull down the strongholds. Those are our weapons. We don't need a sling no more. We don't need nothing no more. We still need that rock. We still need Jesus. But he said, my name is at stake. If I don't take care of this thing here, then the people are going to say, well, God couldn't do this thing. If I don't take care of this giant, then they'll say, well, David just got tore up. You know, God couldn't deliver him. Don't you know God can deliver us from anything? God can deliver us from anything. Let us, saints of God, let us activate the faith that is in us. Let us activate that ingredient. And that ingredient is the word of God. I'm finished today. I just hoped that something was said that will stir you all up. And like I said before, if you don't know who Jesus is, if you want to come back to Jesus, if you ain't done what you're supposed to do, I know that you probably said the Lord's Prayer. You came to the altar 10 times. Come one more time, give Jesus a cry. Come and give him one more try. He's standing with his arms open wide. And the only way that we can get this thing done is by faith with the word of God in us. Only reason why we go through so much and can't stand, we go through, but we're standing, but we go through so much we can't stand because we don't have no word in us. We ain't got no faith. We ain't got nothing to rely on but all this other stuff that was put in us. Is there anybody want to come? Prayer? Anybody? We're touching the grief for anything. It ain't got to be salvation. It can be anything. Your mind is mixed up. You don't know what direction to go. That's faith. That's all faith. Maybe you got a good job. Maybe Lord done bless you with a good job. But you're still standing in the need for something else. You know, because I say this. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But if you don't keep God and put God in it, what you're doing ain't going to last. You're going to be hopping from place to place to place to place. Ain't no stability without Jesus. Ain't no stability without faith. Amen. So is there anybody else? If not, we're going to pray for this one. I thank God for this one. Anybody? I need some help up here. I got another one. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about me. It ain't about past. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. This is what Jesus wants to do. And watch and see, don't Jesus turn things around in your life. Oh, I need it. I don't know about nobody else. I really could have put my hands on this man some years ago. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord to do some changing in your life. It takes some walking, you know, with Jesus for a while to do some changing in your life. Attitude that I had, the temper that I had, it takes the Spirit of God to change all of that stuff. It really does. Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listens. But we can't tell where it come from. People see me and say, man, we don't, what happened to you? I say, something changed, but we see the effect. You can see the effect of the wind, but you cannot see where it come from. I don't know if it came from up, over there. Over. But you know what? That's the Spirit of the Lord. If God can change your heart and you say, look, I can't do that stuff no more. If somebody bothered my kids, I felt like doing something to them, but I can't do that no more. I got to do what Jesus said. Pray for them. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Bless them ones that curse you. You know, truly bless them. Lord, don't curse them. Maybe they got an issue or something. Maybe we need to pray for them. That's why they bothering you. They ain't got nobody else to take their problems out on. You know, they don't know that they can take their problem to the Lord. Anybody else?